this seems familiar to you, it is familiar. Stephen did a great job this morning on the Lord's Supper and focusing our minds on Jesus and his mother. The only problem is he took my sermon. So I guess that means I don't have to preach this morning, right? No, nothing wrong with going over the same passage, scripture more than once. We do that all the time. It's God's Word. It is Mother's Day, and in spite of what the weather is out there, I don't remember the last time it was like this on Mother's Day. Usually it's 70 degrees or even 80 on Mother's Day, but we are grateful for the moisture. God has caused the sun to shine on us all, and also he has sent the rain for the just and the unjust. So it is a blessing to have the moisture outside. Good to see everybody this morning. I know a lot of people are gone, probably because of the weather. There are visitors here, and we just want to welcome all of you here this morning. We're glad you're here to worship our Lord with us. There's so many quotes out there. No, I don't do this every year on Mother's Day, but sometimes I choose to do a Mother's Day sermon, and this Mother's Day I decided to do that. So we're going to talk about our mothers this morning, praising our mothers, and we all have different reasons for praising our mothers. Many different reasons, but there's a lot of good quotes out there, a lot of good statements that have been made. I love what Abraham, more of a somber one, Abraham Lincoln said, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all of my life." An unknown author said, "Mothers hold their children's hands for a short while, but their hearts forever." We would amen that. Our mothers hold our hearts forever and ever, whether they're here on this earth with us still or not. We know this to be true. Here's one for you, moms. Before you got married, you had 6 theories about raising children. Now you have 6 children and no theories. John Wilmot. And that's true as well, right? After we have kids, we wonder, what do we do? But you know what? As Stephen brought out for us this morning, Jesus really did. You don't always look at it in this light, but he really did honor his mother. And the amazing thing to me is that he didn't just honor his mother while he was on the earth. He honors his mother while he's on the cross. That when you look and you study the end of Jesus' life, the very one who hung on Calvary for the redemption and salvation of the world, for you and I and our sin, that one of the thoughts that was on his mind in that moment, just moments before his death, was his mother. Now that's a sentimental thing. That's a special thing when you really consider this. Let's go ahead and read. It's been read. Let's read it again. This is from a little different translation, the New American Standard. John chapter 19, starting in verse 25. His clothing has already been, as the verse before that, that scriptures might be fulfilled. His garments had already been, they had already cast lots for them. Verse 25, "Therefore the soldiers did these things, but there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby," and we know that to be John who wrote this gospel, "he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. It's believed now by this time Joseph, his father, was already dead and gone. That's why otherwise she would have somewhere to be. But because she doesn't, now that Jesus is gone, John takes her into his own household as his mother." Verse 28, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, 'I am thirsty.' A jar of full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.'" And the thought is that he is presenting that it is all paid in full. that all the sin, the redemption of the world that he came to fulfill. He says, it is finished, and he bowed his head, and he gave up his spirit. Praising our mothers, we're going to do that this morning, because Jesus praised his mother. He left that example on earth. And by the way, this is scriptural, not only from the example of Jesus, but we can go all the way back, as we will in a minute, and listen to what Moses said to Israel, that instruction that God gave the children of Israel way back in the Old Covenant in the wilderness, as he told them how they were to treat their parents. When I think of my mom, there's many things I think of. And today I know that you're thinking of things about your mothers. And so many good things. I could sit here this morning and I could talk all morning long about my mom. I could talk about the wonderful things, the nurture, the love that she has shown me. But some of the things that I want to share briefly in my life as I look back that mean so much to me are the influence of my faith that my mother instilled. You know, she was the first one that introduced me to what Jesus would call the narrow path. You know, there's a road, the broad road or gate that leads to what Jesus called destruction. He says, many are those that find it. That's what the majority do, because it's a life of ease. It's a life of pleasure, of whatever I want. But the narrow road, the path that Jesus set up, is a small path. It's a little more difficult. You know, my mother introduced me in her way to that path. She bought me my first Bible. I still have it next door. It's my mother's influence. She took me to church as a young teenager. That was my mother's influence. Another thing that stands out to me, and I don't know, Mom, if you remember these moments, but she used to spend a lot of time at night studying her Bible. I have a vivid memory. When I was a teenager, she'd be in her bed, propped up against the headboard. She had her strong concordance, her Bible right here, all these books, and she would be studying, and she did that every night. And I'd go in there, and sometimes I'd just sit on the edge of the bed. We'd talk about anything. I could talk about it. We'd talk about Scripture, God sometimes. Sometimes I'd just talk about the trouble of life. Whatever it was, my mom would listen. And some great listening. And so I honor my mother for that and for many reasons. Your moms, you have so many. And those of you whose mothers aren't here with you today, you still have such. Think about those today because they are a blessing from God, and bring that to God in thanksgiving. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, was this instruction, honor your father and your mother. And notice he adds that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord God gives you. You ever consider that the principle that longevity of life is linked to whether or not you honor your father and your mother in this case? It doesn't mean that it's a guarantee that you live long if you honor your parents, but think about all those you've met that did not honor their parents, that chose to go their own path and didn't honor their mothers. And look at their lives. This is a true thing. This goes all the way back to God's instruction through Moses to Israel. And Paul will reiterate the same thing under the new covenant to the church of Ephesus. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2, where he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it's right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Notice he says that it may be well with you, and that you may be long on the earth. I found this piece a few years ago. I want to read it to you. A good friend, quote, a good friend of mine who was raised by a godly mother tells me that when he was rocked asleep at night by his mother, she didn't sing to him just little ditties and lullabies. She sang to him hymns of faith. When he was in the crib, he remembers her leaning over and singing to him, a mighty fortress is our God. And can it be more love to thee, O Christ? My Jesus, I love thee. Come thou fount of every blessing. So she sang the deep songs. And he said, I remember those things. In fact, he said, when I went to church, I had heard and learned most of those hymns, a contribution to that young man's life that he'll never forget. No one is poor who has a godly mother, Abraham. And we would all acknowledge that this morning. Why do mothers deserve praise? Why do you think of your mom and say, deserves honor, countless hours? There's numerous things that we can bring out. But I want to share three quickly this morning, simple ones, and then we'll be through with the lesson this morning. But how about honoring our mothers this day because of all of the appreciation? And not only appreciation, the approval that they showed us. There were times in our lives growing up, I know for myself, where I didn't feel appreciated. Growing up in our world, sometimes we don't feel approved of or appreciated. But you know what? You could go home, and mom was always there, and she would always approve of you. No matter who you were, no matter what you did. Reminds me of that country song, Jesus and Mama Always. Even when the devil took control. Remember that song? That's true. Mom always loved it. Mom always approved. She may not approve what I did, but she approved of me as a person. And always appreciated it. Is this not scripture? I wonder how well off the church would be if everybody in the body of Christ was always acting like mothers. I'm not saying it would be perfect, but I'll bet you it would be a lot better. Think about what Paul said to the church in Rome in Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. He said, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. And then he says, give preference. Give preference to one another in honor. You've heard me say before, church, that is the idea of valuing highly. Did your mom do that? Yes. They valued their life. Maybe there were some mothers that did not as much. But I know most mothers that I know of and are aware of, they valued their children. They gave preference to their own children. I don't think anybody showed more appreciation than mom. William James said the deepest principle in human nature is the craving of the universe. We all want that kind of appreciation. Mom was using to give us that pat on the back. I love this one I heard years ago. An old farm woman at the end of a heavy day's work set before the hardworking men a heaping pile of hay. When they questioned her sanity, she replied, quote, why, how did I know you'd notice? I've been cooking for you men for the last 20 years. And in all that time, I ain't heard no word to let me know you wasn't just eating hay. They weren't appreciative, right? They weren't appreciating her. 20 years of cooking and cleaning. Hey, that reminds me of mom. Guys, we've got to appreciate her. There's a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, a lot of helping of us through the years. And that needs to not go unnoticed. If you're looking at it from a business perspective, even with appreciation or just in life in general, Charles Schwab said, I have yet to find a person, however great or exalted his station, who did not do better work and put forth greater effort under a spirit of approval than he would ever do under a spirit of criticism. Mom never criticized. It was always approval. And we always perform better under approval, don't we? So, we moms, we want to honor you because of appreciation. But also, how about this? The unbelievable amount of kindness that you have showered upon us. Unbelievable amount of kindness that you have shown to your children. There's an old saying, and I think moms have this now. I shall pass this way but once. And any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. So understanding that each day, this is the only day we have, and doing good in that day and showing kindness in that day. The wise man would say it this way to his son, my son, do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God. That's Proverbs 3:12-14. And how about this one last verse? Let's go ahead and turn it. We'll read it together. Colossians chapter 3. Honor our moms again because of the kindness they've shown us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 reads this way. We'll read through verse 15. And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. I think all of those things will describe our lives, and especially the thought of kindness, the thought of appreciation, as was already also the thought of our so this morning, moms, we just want to honor. We want to do what God says and His Word says and say thank you for being our mothers. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Really, what you have done, you helped us to better understand what Jesus our Lord is doing. You helped us learn how Lord is. That's the lesson this morning. I hope you have a blessed day. I hope you will think about your mothers. Call your mothers today if you can. Honor them today. Love them today. And think about your Lord this day. And just spend time with your family. We're going to stand. We're going to sing the invitation song. God will lead us in this song. We can encourage you. Pray for you. We can help you with your faith in any way that you come. As we stand and sing.